The leader of the UDM, General Mantu Holomisa, who joins us to give his perspective on the SAA deal, and in particular, one of the key partners, Harith Partners. Welcome back, General. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rifilwe. You have made no... It's no secret that you have got your skepticism with respect to the partners that have bought into the SAA deal. What is your initial take?
Well, it looks like this deal was... done in secret. I'm basing this to the fact that even some members of the portfolio committee of a public enterprise seem to have been taken back by surprise. But of concern to us is the involvement of Harith Company, which was fingered by the party commission when they were investigating the PIC. So there's a lot of questions which need to be clarified by Minister Pravin.
Indeed. Let's start with the one that you started with. Portfolio committee members were taken by surprise. Now, you obviously, as a parliamentarian, have a better sense of how this should work. Our previous guest suggested that this was a decision taken only at cabinet, that unions did not have the right to necessarily to have a look in, even though they complain that they do. How should a decision of this nature happen? And who should be at the deal-making table signing off on this, not just on the behalf of the government, but on the behalf for South African people?
Well, SAA firstly is a state company or asset. Therefore, if the cabinet wanted to sell this company to other South Africans, the question is, how many people were aware that there is this opportunity to buy shares or buy a stake in this company? The only route which should be followed then is the one which people will be informed or invited to submit their own business plan, like a tender system.
Yes.
So far, it doesn't look like there was such a thing. And we have to be worried that here is an asset of the government, and ANC is selling this asset to their own, if I can be blunt like that, because the role of the former deputy minister of finance, Mr. Moleketi, is those people are politically
exposed.
Yes.
Mm.
They are politically exposed, including many of their directors.
And, you know, I think that is an important issue to delve into. Just out of interest, going forward, is there any way of getting further detail through the parliamentary process, either on the machinations of the deal, other potential equity proposals that might have been put forward? Is there a way for the committee, the portfolio committee, to compel this information for South Africans to understand better?
Well, I guess the portfolio committee is at liberty to call the minister and everybody else involved. And also the PIC must also be summoned and be asked some questions, such as, party commission did finger this company, Harith. And the party commission did say if some companies are owing money to the PIC, can it be confirmed that the Harith doesn't owe PIC anymore, or have they paid their loans they have taken from the PIC? But it looks like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. I mean, this is a government company, SAA, and some of the people who are now given this money were a subject of investigation by the commission.
Right.
And without telling us whether those findings have been implemented against that company, then the same government, which has wasted money to investigate during the party commission, is now selling the SAA to a company which is it's got a block. It's not above board.
All right. Understood.
But the way in which, if we want to get more of these answers, I'm not convinced that we might get all the information from just by calling a minister to appear in front of the committee. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is. Today, the UTM is going to approach either the Ondo Commission or the Public Protector to investigate this deal.
We look forward to the outcomes of those investigations. Thanks for making that move. Mandoholo Misa is the leader of the UDM.